Welcome to Bitachon in Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. Criteria number 3, all-powerful. The third criteria for us to have complete Bitachon is that the one who we are fully trusting in is all-powerful. As Ahavos HaLevavos states, Shehiyeh Chazak, that this being we are trusting in needs to be strong, powerful, Lo yinutzach ba'asher hu chafet, v'lo yimna'ehu monei amasos, bakashas haboteach. This being we are relying on will not be defeated in whatever he desires, and nothing can prevent him from doing the request of the one who trusts in him. In other words, the being in whom we trust must be all-powerful. To more fully appreciate this concept, let's think about two friends. True, sincere, deeply devoted best friends who care about each other to their fullest capacity. They're there for each other, only have each other's best interests in mind, and are generous in whatever way they possibly can be. They trust and rely on each other. Such a friendship is a rare gift in life, but it pales in comparison to relying on and trusting in Hashem because, well, once again, people are people, which means that they have limitations. So if one friend gets stuck in a hurricane, what can their best friend do to help? They may want to help in any way possible, but they can't control the weather. Can Hashem control the weather? Of course, Hashem directs everything in the world, sunshine and storms and hurricanes included. If one friend is having challenges with shidduchim, what can their best friend do? They could try to set them up, of course, tell others about them and their wonderful qualities, make appointments with shadchanim, but ultimately they cannot control the outcome of those efforts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, is the real and ultimate matchmaker. We are now in the time of Hanukkah. The miracles of Hanukkah reveal Hashem's control and power over the world. Masarta giborim biyad chalashim, we are saying in davening. Hashem made the weak and small successful over the large and mighty. And of course, since Hashem controls nature, he has the power to have a small flask of oil, enough just for one day, burn for 8. Hashem is all-powerful, without any limitations to his will. Thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meets the third criteria for us to put our full trust in him and only him. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In od milvado, efes zuloso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.